of about us as well, Trey. Thank you.
Hello, Trey.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Trey. Hi, how are you?
I'm well. You?
I'm doing good, too. Thanks for asking. We made it to Friday, right?
Yeah, we're just about done with it. Yep.
Well, we're still about midday here. We're in California.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm just taking a look around. I see the website. I see the Google Business Profile with 97 verified reviews. Did you set that up for yourself or does somebody help you with that?
The website?
And the Google listing.
I think I did the Google listing myself years ago, but the website is a Main Street host.
Okay. Okay. So you don't have anybody doing optimization for the company at this point?
For the website, yes. And we have somebody that's supposedly doing something for the Google My Business.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to hear what you have to offer and what your specifically he mentioned like Facebook ads, for example,
mm-hmm.
the Google My Business.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm good. I'm good on the website. I'm going to stick with Main Street Host.
Mm-hmm. The website looks good. No, the website looks great. That's why I was asking. I also was just kind of doing the look around to see what all it would be a good fit for. So that's kind of like why I was asking those questions. We have a few different packages. Personally, you have a great Google Business Profile. You have 97 verified reviews. You have an awesome website. Have you ever heard of Google Guaranteed?
That is something that I have on my to-do list to, you know, become Google Guaranteed for sure.
Mm-hmm. We can help you with that. That's what I would suggest for you. Personally, if you already have somebody who's running the Google local listing and you're doing well with that, I honestly would suggest the Google Guarantee because it's super affordable. And personally, it's my very favorite product because it's guaranteed leads. So a little background on my company, Trey Local Splash. We've been in business for 18 years. Local Splash has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a Google Premier partnership. So we have the highest level of partnership directly with Google. And as a Google Premier partner, one of the things that we have access to is select programming for things like Google Guaranteed. So with this, specifically, what Google Guarantee includes is quite a few different features, but the main thing here is it's going to vet your company as a quality service provider for the general public, and in turn, what it does is gives you guaranteed qualified leads. So do you have any experience with Google Guaranteed, or how much do you know, or?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I believe that's something we could set up ourselves. So tell me, first off, if I'm wrong about that, tell me about that, but I'm pretty sure we could. But what would be the benefit or why would we use your company? What's your position on that?
So there's quite a few reasons that you might choose to use an outside source like myself. You can set up your own Google Business Profile as you have, and you can set up your own Google Guarantee. You can set up your own Google Ads. You can even set up your own, like Facebook ads, things like that. The advantage to having a Google Premier partner on your behalf who is building the campaigns and who is optimizing those campaigns and continually watching and making changes and adjustments on behalf of your company, there's a vast number of reasons for that. A, you know, what is your time worth? That is one of the things. The other thing is I'm sorry?
No, I was agreeing with you. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay. I didn't want to over-talk you if you had a question because sometimes I get going kind of fast. So
no.
I just want to make sure I'm being respectful.
No, keep going. I didn't mean to interrupt you. So
okay.
keep going with your
No worries. The other thing is this is, you know, your time is obviously very valuable. You're an owner operator. You have a lot going on here. So that is A1, number one, it being that you do have, you know, a lot of value in the time that you're spending. But also the other things are this, that when you run into an issue or a problem, say that you ran into an issue with your Google Guarantee where you needed to dispute something or you needed a refund for any type of reason. We have the Google Bat Phone. We take care of it because we have a direct team with Google for the Google Guarantee. Well, actually, for each of the different platforms. We have our own team. That is part of the advantage to being a premier partner to Google. Also, if there is any type of adjustment that needed to be made, like some people, they submit themselves to Google Guarantee and they're denied. And I'm not saying that's going to happen to you, but they don't really have any recourse as to getting a hold of Google. They kind of, the experience I've been told is some of them get caught into like a loop and they're unable to connect with anybody to figure out what it is that's missing. A lot of times it's just one missing document or one very small thing that they need or change or adjustment. So we basically take care of all of that for you because we're acting as the ambassador between your company and Google, and we're able to kind of smooth those things over. You get complete tracking and reporting on every single piece of the puzzle, but for me personally, the package that I like the best is the Google Guarantee. We offer quite a few different services, but I personally like the Google Guarantee the best.
Okay, well let's talk about that. Tell me about the pricing on that, and let's see what that looks like.
Sure. So there's a one-time non-refundable $250 application fee. This goes to get yourself and any face-to-face employees you deem appropriate to go on to the application itself background check. It also goes to get your company completely Google Guarantee approved. Any type of change or adjustment, there's never an additional charge. Say a few years down the road, you want to add a couple of employees to it. Say maybe you retire, you pass it down. Whatever the case is, there's never an additional charge for that. It's a one-time $250 application fee. It takes 4 to 8 weeks to get Google Guarantee approved. I see it happen sooner than that all the time, but that's what the terms and conditions state, is a max of 4 to 8 weeks. There are a few requirements, so I'm assuming you have business license and insurance, right?
Correct.
You have the minimum, well, you have 97 verified Google reviews. There's a minimum of 5 required, okay? So you meet that mark. And then the background check, there's nothing stronger than a misdemeanor or DUI for yourself in the past 7 years. Is that correct?
Yeah, that'd be correct.
Okay, so I don't see any reason why you wouldn't get Google Guarantee approved. Now, the way that it works is there's a lot of advantages to Google Guarantee. If you have ever experienced any other type of paper lead, like Angie's, Home Advisor, Thumbtack, Porch, Networks, any of those paper lead services, you're super familiar with how they give you the number or the contact, whether it's via text, email, or their application, and then you're stuck chasing that client down, whether or not you get that job or have any recourse sometimes can be a bit bothersome, right?
Correct.
So Google Guarantee was built to trump all other pay-per-lead services. The way it works is like this. We build your Google Guarantee profile. Once your Google Guarantee approved, you get your badge of approval. And with the badge of approval comes the guarantee that comes directly from Google to the general public, guaranteeing that you are a quality service provider. They back your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per client. What they're guaranteeing you is qualified leads. So when somebody goes to Google, they're looking for water damage restoration, they're looking for mold restoration, they're looking for the services that you provide. Not only are they going to see that's where you're coming up, they can go on and look at your profile, you're not charged. They can click on your links, you're not charged. They can even call the Google call tracking number that's assigned to your business, and you're not even charged at that point. You're only charged once it's deemed a Google Guarantee qualified lead. The two instances that Google considers a qualified lead is if you have given estimate over the phone or you set face-to-face employment appointment to give estimate face-to-face, okay? So, for example, if you get a phone call and it's a sales or solicitation call, you're not charged. If it's somebody calling for a service that's outside of your service radius and isn't listed on your service profile for Google Guaranteed, you're not charged. If you get called for a service that you don't provide and you decline the job, it's not on your profile, you're not charged. If it's somebody seeking employment with your company or otherwise a non-live human being, a spam or a robocall, you're not charged. The advantage to this type of paper lead service is, A, the clients are reaching out to you. So they've looked at your profile, they've read your reviews, they've looked at the website, they've gotten comfortable enough that they want to call to work with you directly. So the first thing is that they're seeking you out as opposed to just throwing their hat in the ring to get a possible quote for something that they may want at some point down the line. It's a better qualified candidate, A. But second, you're only charged for the qualified leads. That's the reason that the calls are recorded, because Google records those calls for authenticity purposes. Now, if you choose to move forward with this, the only thing that's due today is the $250 application fee. The way the process looks is we give you the application, we give you 24 to 48 hours with the application to go ahead and upload the documents that we need. We process your application and review it, and then we submit it directly to Google with the background check and all the information that's needed. Max of 4 to 8 weeks, you're approved. It does, again, happen sooner a lot of the time. Our technician will contact you as soon as your Google guarantee is approved. At that point, they're going to contact you to set minimum monthly budget. Google requires a minimum monthly budget of 13 Google guaranteed leads per month. So what that looks like for your company is your lead cost is locked in at $47 a lead with a minimum monthly budget of $574. Approximately 3 leads a week. You do have the ability to increase or decrease those as you see fit. So once you have the Google guarantee approval tray, we would contact you. We would set the minimum monthly budget. That means we're going to charge the $574, and we turn the leads on. After you take on the first few leads, if you choose to increase that and you want all 13 leads in a week, or you want 6 leads a week, or however it looks for you, you have the ability to do that. If you're not 100% satisfied with it, or if for any reason you got booked out and you weren't able to take on any more leads, you have the ability to call in and pause it as well. Say you take your wife on a Tahitian vacation for a month and you need to pause the campaign, then you can do that. Your budget rolls over to the following month. It's not automatically charged. Once the budget is exhausted, then it would be charged again, but not until that point.
Okay, and so that was a lot of good information. Are you marking the lead cost up? If I go through Google Guaranteed myself, would I still be at the $47?
So that lead cost is locked in here. So when it's ran through, I don't know what the bidding process is if you're doing it on your own. I know that's the lead cost locked in. So that it could be, you know, sometimes they give you like a range where you have to bid on it and work it from there. That's the lead cost that is locked in for here. I think it might max out at $50.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Plus you get that trick. So the advantages to going through us is, I mean, obviously you can definitely do it yourself. It's not rocket science, Trey, you know, and nobody's trying to say that it is. But at the exact same time, okay, you have a Google Premier partner that's on your side. Anytime you have a situation, which we don't anticipate that or have a whole lot of situations, but in the event that you did, you don't have to stop your day, contact Google, try to get a refund on that or dispute that call. We do it all for you automatically. If you need to pause the campaign, you literally just text in and say, I need to pause the campaign. Like, there's no additional steps for you because we're at your service.
So is there also an email I could email to?
Absolutely. And you'll get my direct phone number and extension line as well. So I would be lead on your account, and there's two other people specifically assigned to Google Guarantee accounts, Ivan and Perry. They're our Google Guarantee team, and they're absolutely fantastic. They work hand-in-hand with our agent, Alicia, over at Google in the Google Guarantee department, and they're just phenomenal at taking great care of our clients.
Okay. So that sounds good. With the leads, which services can I choose, which services I get the leads for? Like, let's say I want to focus on water damage, for example.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. So there's different verticals. So the only vertical, and each vertical has a different cost. So the only vertical that I gave you pricing on is water damage. Within that vertical, let me tell you though, within that vertical is a number of subcategories. So let me give you the subcategories that are included with water damage restoration. And if that covers everything, cool. If not, then we can see what other keywords and services that you may want or need and go over pricing for those, okay?
Okay.
So water damage restoration covers water damage cleanup and repair, fire damage cleanup and repair, flooring, mold inspection, mold removal, painting, pest control, plumbing, remodeling, roofing, sewage cleanup, and other.
So when you say those are the keywords, or so if somebody calls for flooring, I'm charged for that lead?
No, no, no. Those are subcategories. So if they call for water damage restoration, water damage repair, flooring, right? They have a water damage floor that they're looking to get treated by a specialist. If that is a service that you provide that is on your profile that you want us to turn leads on for that, cool, then you would get a call for that. If it's not a category that you really want, if flooring really isn't your jam, then you don't have to have it cut on for that. You are in complete control over it. So as it sits, if you choose to take water damage, you get to pick and choose which ones you want, or you can take all of them. It's really up to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we do the water dry out, water extraction, emergency service, but we don't do replace anything, so I wouldn't want to get leads for replacement. I would just want the leads for, you know, the emergency water service, water extraction.
Mold as
so yeah,
well, right?
Mold, $47 for a mold testing is, that's really high.
Mold inspection and mold removal.
Yeah, so $47 for mold inspection is a high lead cost.
But it's a really low lead cost for a water damage restoration call, you know? So,
okay.
It doesn't change or adjust on that. You see what I'm saying?
No, you're right.
It's not going to increase. I've had water damage in my house. I had a main pipe, an upstairs main pipe break and come through my entire recessed lighting on the entire downstairs floor. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I came downstairs in the middle of the night to grab a snack, and just a little kitchen light was on. I kid you not, it sounded like it was raining in my kitchen. And I thought, oh, somebody left the slider open, right? I genuinely, like 100% was like, oh, I thought the slider was open. No, the slider was not open, Trey. Okay? It was raining in my kitchen. It was horrible.
Right. So, I believe, for the water damage, do we have to be a IICRC certified firm?
Let's take a look. Hold on.
Hold on. Which is basically you're paying money to them to say that you're I mean, I've been through the classes, but unfortunately, I didn't pay the annual fee, so I have the license, the certifications, but. You know, if you don't pay them every year for 10 years, then they just say, well, they're expired or whatever.
So
I don't know if that's going to be a hiccup getting Google guaranteed.
Hold on.
That's my question, I guess.
Okay, so let me set up a dummy account. This takes about less than 5 minutes. I can tell you exactly the type of licensing that's going to be needed in your area. Just give me a second, okay? Because we can set up a dummy account for, because it shows me when you do a search for, when you do a search for the Google Guarantee in Columbia, pardon me, you see the different providers that are there. You can click on a provider link, and it doesn't charge them, and we're able to look, and we're able to see what if licensed, because not every section requires licensing. Not every section requires insurance. It's really strange how Google determines this, but not every single one is required the same.
Let me clarify, because you're using the terminology license, but I'm not talking about license. I'm talking about certification from a organization, not from the government. from...
I understand. So Google requires different type of quote unquote, I'm using the term loosely, licensing, certification, particular things. So sometimes your state or your county will require one thing, right? Or won't require one thing. Like to be, so to be a landscaper in most counties in the U.S., there's no requirement for licensing. In the state of California, you have to have a specific type of license to do landscaping. Okay. And if you want to be a concrete provider on Google Guarantee in California, you only can go through landscaping.
Ma'am.
You see what I'm saying?
Ma'am.
So it's just a little bit
different.
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I have limited time. I don't want to talk about landscapers. I'm sorry. I have a limited time here.
I understand. I'm filling out this to try to get you the information that you're looking for. I was just giving you a little type of idea about something else. I apologize.
No, that's okay.
Okay. It's going to take me just a second to get this going. I'm going as fast as I can. How's your weather out there?
Hot, cold, never know, one day to the next.
You seeing a lot of rain?
Yes, very much so.
That's true. Okay. Almost there. Okay, water damage service provider license. So what's required is the South Carolina State General Contractors Building License.
To do water extraction?
Correct. They will also accept a few other licenses. So they do accept a South Carolina State Residential Specialty Registration. They will accept that IICRC that you were talking about. They will accept a general contractor's specialty license as well as a South Carolina State Residential Builder license. So any one of those five licenses would be accepted and get you approved.
Okay, so just one of those. So
correct.
That's what I'm saying. So I need to get my... It's all about money. I need to pay the IICRC their money. I think they require me to do some continuing education, to reinstate that old certification, which I have a copy of it, but I don't think that they're going to accept it. So that's my concern is I go through this process and we're not going to get approved, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if there's some type of expiration date on that licensing or that IICRC document, then yes, you probably wouldn't get approved. But if there's no type of expiration date on that, then it's going to be an acceptable form of proof of licensing for the business because it offers it here as one of them. So I don't know how that document reads exactly for your area. You obviously have to follow up on that.
And then give me one second. I'm going to see if I can pull that up. See if I can find that.
Okay.
Okay. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I don't know, about 8 of them, different things, but let me see, I think this is the one. Yeah, so expiration date on water damage and applied structural drying was in 2012.
Oh, that was a minute.
Yeah. It's just all it is a money-making machine. So you go take the class, you pass the course,
mm-hmm.
you get certified, but then they want you to pay an annual fee for to be so-called still certified, you know.
Right.
So yeah, I'm going to have to get that up to date because let me see what this one says. Authorized expires. This one was for fire. This one's for mold. What's this one for? Mold inspector. I'm actually pretty sure I see the value in what you're saying. So the $250 I'm good with, the lead cost I'm good with. It's just, this certification, you know?
Right.
So I don't know what we can do about that. Maybe I could call you back when I get this, straightened out, which I will. It's just, I don't know if it's going to take me a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely understand. I'll send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line. And I've notated the account of the lead costs and everything here, so you would be completely locked in for that. Now, is there any other category outside of water damage that you're interested in?
No, I mean, everything was mold removal, mold testing, water damage.
Okay.
Possibly crawl space encapsulation. Do y'all have that?
Let me look.
Is that a category?
Let me look. Give me just a second here. Nope. Crawl space encapsulation is not a category or a subcategory for Google Guarantee.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a stretch here, but so I have certifications from PMII, which is Professional Mold Inspection Institute.
Mm-hmm.
They are recognized by the IICRC, and I have certificates for mold right here, certified mold remediator, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
This has an award date, but not an expiration date.
Hmm.
So go with that. You know?
If you want to try it with that, we're welcome to try it with that. This is the thing. Is you pay the $250 application fee. You go ahead and you submit the documents that you do have. If you get approved, fantastic. If you don't get approved, there's not another cost to upload a different document and try again.
Okay. And is there, if I don't provide the right information, is there like a penalty for that, or they're just like, no, just send us the other information, you know?
Yeah, no, they're like, just send us the other information. You've paid the $250 application fee. We're going to do everything under the sun to get you approved. We want to help you with this, and we want to retain you as a client, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do everything
so
we can
you
to
just
keep
text
you.
Me a- yeah. You just texted me, Amy,
mm-hmm.
I don't see the name of your company, but extension 224?
224, yes, sir. So my name is Amy Nelson. The company's name is Local Splash. And you dial the 877 number, press 1, and then you'll be connected with me after you say my name or you press 224.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
You're four hours behind me?
I'm 3 hours behind you, so it's 2:15 here. 5:15 there.
Okay, so my 12 o'clock Monday would be probably when you're coming in, maybe Monday afternoon, you could call me or I could call you and we could get it going.
Yeah, your 12 o'clock is my 9 a.m. No worries.
Right.
You let me know when you want me to call you, and that's when I'll call you.
Let's see, if you call, not 12, because that's lunchtime, so if you call me 11 o'clock, that'll be my 2 o'clock. Yeah, that'll
correct.
Work.
All right. We'll give you a call at 11. I look forward to talking with you then, okay?
And can you tell me, like, for your Google My Business, do you do, like, for the maps listing, do you do, like, anything to promote that or to boost it SEO, or is there anything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely. So we do have a package. That's a separate package. So if you're
right.
going to do, if you want to do like a combination package that includes the Google Guarantee and it also includes the Google Local Listing, and even if you wanted some Facebook ads, so when I say Google Local Listing, I am referring to Google Business Profile. Okay.
So
we're all clear about what terms I'm using. So if you want, because you, when we first spoke, that was a couple of things you had mentioned. So if you want a combo package, for $299 a month, and it is reoccurring, we do the Google Local Listing at $199, and we throw in $100 of Facebook ads with that. It does do automatic retargeting. It also does all of the SEO content creation, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, programming for over 60 online destinations, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, voice-activated searches, Amazon Alexa, Google Home. You do get complete tracking and reporting on every single package that I'm sharing with you. It's all going to be under the Local Splash dashboard, and we do have a downloadable app for call tracking as well. Okay, so if you wanted
okay,
to do
so
something...
Okay, so you mentioned Chamber of...
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Chamber of Commerce, so mm-hmm. that's included with the package you're talking about?
Correct.
Got
correct.
You. Okay.
And this is called the Platinum Package. So this would be in addition to the Google Guarantee, okay? It's $299. It's flat monthly investment rate. It's done month to month. There's no contracts. If you only wanted to do the Google Business Profile, you didn't want to include the Facebook ads, everything that I just shared with you minus the Facebook ads is $199 a month.
Okay. So what I want you to what I want to do with you on Monday is
yes, sir.
I have a competitor of yours that is, you know, very close to the price that you just mentioned. They're a little bit cheaper, but not much than the $199.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to do is if you can look at that and walk through it, and I don't know if you can pull some data and see, you know, if you think that you can do something different, or if you could show me some data of, you know, what they're doing wrong or what you think your company could do better, then I would be inclined to consider going with your company for that service as well.
Okay, who's running your Google Business Profile right now, Trey?
Is it PageHub? I think that's what it is.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Yeah. I'm really familiar with them. So they're a search engine optimization company, and they actually, their CEO actually came from our organization about 8-9 years ago and did a startup on his own. And I'm extremely familiar with that company. Yeah. So we're a Google Premier partner. We offer better qualified services. They're great at working with the local map. I've seen them do really great things. I'm not going to badmouth them. I'm just going to say that they don't have the same qualifications that we do. And if you've ever done a search on Google about that company, then you can, you could take a look yourself at the reviews that they have and the things that they have going on.
It's 3.5 out of 288.
Yeah, go ahead and look up Local Splash. It's 4.2 out of 802.
Well, ironically, do you do websites?
We do. We do it all.
I think
we literally
actually,
offer every single
yeah,
thing.
I think I was looking at a website one day, and I was like, wow, this is a really nice website. And what I'll do is I'll usually scroll down to the bottom because usually the company name that created the website is there. And so I was kind of familiar with the name when whoever the other gentleman was called me.
John.
But, okay, so is there any kind of hard data or any kind of report? I know there's reports you can pull like on SEO on a website, but I'm not that familiar with what you could actually look at on the Google My Business.
Yeah, there's not any hard data as far as what we can pull for data on your Google Business profile. What I can tell you is that their price is cheaper, and it should be, because they're not offering the same service that we're providing you. When you work with a Google
it's $30 a month cheaper is what it is.
Yeah.
But if you could, I'm really kind of crunched for time right now. If you could
I'll send everything
to me
over
on
in
Monday.
Writing to you. Yeah. Give you the weekend to look over it and talk with you on Monday. Let me just go ahead and verify that I do have the proper email address before I let you go. Give me just a second. Here, I have one of environmentalmoldsolutions@gmail.com. Is that the best email for you?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to send you over Google Guarantee individually, and then I'm going to send you over one that's going to say Ideal Package, and it's going to have some different, not the Ideal Package. I think it's, maybe it is the Ideal Package. We have the Ideal Package and the Ultimate Package. So I'll send over the Ideal Package, which has the Facebook and the Google local business and all of those things tied in with the Google Guaranteed. And then again, you can piecemeal it and decide which pieces are best for you. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, which email did you say? I was thinking about something else. I'm sorry.
environmentalmoldsolutions@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's something I need to take off my website. I just don't check that email enough, but
okay.
Can you just send it to trey.manning?
Yes, T-R-E-Y?
Correct, .manning.ems@gmail.
.manning.ems@gmail?
That's correct.
Got it. Okay, it's going to come over from anelson@localsplash.com. And again, I said I'm going to send you a couple of them. Okay, so we'll just get everything squared away for you. And then I look forward to talking with you on Monday.
All right. Thank you so much, Amy.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye.